Really on this tequila adventure of new tequilas, new to my palate.
There's a lot of them up there.
Really, really liking, what is this stuff that we're drinking, guys? El Bastón del Tepatindo. I don't know. Anyways, I don't normally drink the Blanco. I think the bottle's upstairs. I'll bring it back down, but I'm enjoying this. Hi, everybody. It's Rocktails Live at 5. We have a very special day for you all. We will be discussing ballads. I went kind of more like rock and roll, power ballads, right? But I'm curious to know what you selected, you know? I'm curious what you've selected, Tricky Dicky. I mean, Brando always brings it, right?
He really does, but I think we should establish what a power ballad is. Oh. We don't need to jump into that right now, but I think there are some parameters.
Steve Martin was just calling me on my Apple Watch.
Is it funny?
In case you were watching.
Steve Martin?
Is it the serious Steve Martin, collector Steve Martin, or the funny Steve Martin?
It's a mystery. Mm-hmm. Could have been any of those guys.
Okay.
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin calling you from Power Trip saying that, why aren't you guys down here in the desert?
So
seeing a 3-day metal festival?
So we're gonna talk about that because obviously power ballads will be played, but I think that you're trying to get all fucking like, what is a ballad?
Power ballad?
What do we need to? Everyone knows what a power ballad is.
Yeah,
a power ballad is when the record company comes to you and says, guys,
yeah,
we need a fucking hit.
No, we need something that it's a real panty dropper.
Yeah.
Like what's the thing that you guys are gonna do that clearly says it's time to make love?
Yeah. Dudes in our audience, take a time out.
Yeah.
We need some lady fans.
Yeah.
Because that will take us over the top and put us on the charts.
The jacuzzi jams. You know what I'm saying?
The power ballad is really a signature. And it's a defining thing of the 80s, in my opinion.
Jumping into it?
I think you'll agree. A power ballad is when you have the face mask and the snorkel. This is why I call them jacuzzi jams.
Wait, what?
And you go under, right? And this is where you chomp a da box.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Right?
All right. Well, okay.
Like, and if you can, I mean, now with today's technology, you have the submersible speakers, right?
Was that your move?
And we didn't have submersible speakers in the 80s. I wish, you know, so you could be in the jacuzzi and you'd be here like, I remember you. And then you just fucking like, dun, 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 right? But you had to get like the breathing apparatus. It was a give and take because you had to like remove the snorkel, you know, because you want to stay down there as long as possible. You know what I'm saying? You get it?
I fully understand. Did you use that jacuzzi in the backyard?
Jacuzzi
of
jams?
Of the main house?
I mean, you blast out the jacuzzi jams and your JBL speakers. You're like, turn it up, Denon stereo system. Let's do this, Pioneer, Kenwood, Bloosh, turn it up. Fucking do this. Hey, ladies. Hi, bonjour. I'm 12. You're 10 years older than me. I would like to invite you to a party in my 80s drawers. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Always get by on my own. I'm gonna call the kids in the digits. Yeah.
And now it's gonna be
another way of saying this. It's cunnilingus music. Is that another way of saying this or no?
Well, I think it's also cocaine music.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they both start with a C, and because you said cocaine, we all know the rules.
Cocaine decision.
Anytime the China White, the bitch whiff is mentioned on the show, you have to do a shot or take a swig of your Modelo. Cheers, gentlemen. Cheers, gentlemen. So, again, I should have said, Brendan J. Smith, my brother from another mother, good to see you. Naughty Gotti, our director extraordinaire.
He got new glasses.
He looks badass. Gotti, you want to show your face? You want to say hi at least? He's just nodding. He's there, I promise you.
Dead air.
And then we have, thanks for Thanks for not contributing to the fun here. Oh, see,
I'm having some focus issues over here.
Oh, he's having some focus issues. All right, and we have Tricky Dicky. Dude, your hair is legit. You know, you have like this very
legit messed up.
No, you're like Iceman, right?
I say this as a straight guy.
Yeah,
the new Richard Sheltinga look.
Yeah.
Richard Sheltinga 2.0. Pretty. I think you found your signature look.
But let's.
I don't know how you stumbled into it. You know, and it's also like, does this guy play keyboard for Squeeze now? Is he on tour with them right now?
I think he's got like a little dep.
He's doing love it.
His whole beauty regimen is really nice.
Yeah.
And we have to always say and acknowledge. Oh, wait, do we have the new microphone working for Captain Cocktail? This is a new addition to the show.
It works.
I love this. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. This is great. Cheers.
Cheers, guys.
You having a little shard over there?
It's romantic.
You got to talk into the mic, though.
It's a romantic.
Yeah, cheers.
I do drinks. I don't do mics.
Okay.
Looks like you're about to call some orders.
I am. Ready to go.
Okay. Love this. And on the phones, she doesn't have a heart, right? We've established that because new metal maybe crushed
her. Heart.
She's a black heart.
She's a dark lord.
Right? Sisters of Mercy heart.
Speaking of, I guess, music that Gwen on the phones, right? I went to dinner the other night at Angelino.
Yeah. Okay,
that Italian restaurant?
Yes, oh yes.
Okay. Very, very fun night. You know why? Morrissey. You're welcome.
You had dinner with Morrissey?
Dinner adjacent.
Oh.
With Morrissey.
He was there.
And boy, does he like similar pastas to us, right? He had a whole bevy of delicious.
There's nothing wrong with tortellini.
Yeah. Goofing in a coma, I know. I'll have the bolognese.
The bolognese.
Fucking.
He was there. He was literally eating.
Great sighting.
Really?
I'm like, Shayna, do you know who that is? She's like, nope.
Come on.
Yeah, I was disappointed. If Gwen was there, Gwen would have been like hitting me too hard in the chest. Like, fucking, that's goddamn fucking Morrissey over there.
Maz. Gwen knows him as Maz.
Yeah. Well, if you want to have a whole conversation about whether or not the Smiths or Morrissey ever did a
ballad.
Power ballad.
Power ballad.
I don't think they did.
Tomorrow.
Is that what you're saying?
Will it really happen? Mm. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe Gwen should call into our show so we can just talk to her about it. But yeah.
Yeah, power ballad. Please, let me get what I want.
Yeah, 855-601-ROCK if you want to talk about cunnilingus music. 855-601-7625. If you are a snorkeler in a jacuzzi to these hits, then you too should give us a call. I mean, Tawny Katane. What was her prep for this, right? She's like, she's dressed up. She's got her like Stevie Nicks frilly thing. She knows she's got to do some calisthenics. Is that the right word?
Calisthenics.
Calisthenics?
And I think at the time she was living in that building literally on the corner of La Cienega and Sunset, for real.
Yeah.
When they were shooting this video.
OJ was paying for her rent. Meanwhile, yes. she's doing power ballads off of a mirror, right? I just did a power ballad. And then she's dancing. I didn't say the words.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's doing a whole line of power ballads.
God bless her.
And then like doing the calisthenics on a Jaguar, mm-hmm. where David Coverdale is like, do I care that you were boning Robin Crosby from Rat? Okay. Should I do this? And you know what? I think we all know the answer was 100% yes. Because you can star in Witchboard. You can star in Bachelor Party. Right?
Yes.
And be on the cover of Rat's album covers.
That's right.
And then
Out of the Cellar.
And then, of course, be some real gorgeous arm candy. Mr. David Coverdale. I love him so much. He talk about power ballads. This guy fucking crushed it, right?
Did he ever come over to the Zappa house, David Coverdale?
No, but that would have been a dream come true. Captain Cocktail, did you, you've like set up bars around the world. You have made cocktails for the rich and famous. Have you ever spent time with David Coverdale? Because, you know, he's rock and roll's gentleman. You know?
So I spend time with David Copperfield.
Oh. Well, cheers.
Cheers.
Wasn't expecting that. Cheers. Mm.
Mm. Not to switch gears. Speaking of power.
Yeah.
We're not at Power Trip. I think we should you know, address the elephant in the room.
No, there's
we're here in the city of Los Angeles.
There's a room for you. You know, handsome British guy would be here, but he's down there. And I neglected to tell you. He rented a palatial mansion out in the desert. And did he contact you? Because he said if Brando wants to go, he's got 5 empty rooms.
Right. But what he didn't say is if Brando wants to spend $2,000. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he left that part out.
On a 3-day pass.
Yeah, he left. Well, that's a detail. Those are just details.
Understood. And if Brando wants to pay $30 mm-hmm. for yeah. a tall boy Bud Light.
Yes.
Right? Per Bud Light. Mm-hmm. And if Brando wants to spend, what do you think a hamburger is going for? At Power Trip, Richard Sheltinga.
$27.95.
That's for the fries. The burgers, keep going.
Can you fucking imagine? Yeah, no, the tickets, I was always hoping mm-hmm. that there would be single day tickets for Power Trip. I just saw Metallica. I wanted to see Maiden. They're doing their Legacy of the Beast.
Wait a second. You wanted to see Maiden?
They're about to start.
Hold on a second.
It's time for Maiden News.
Brendan J. Smith wanted to see Maiden.
They're going on at 6:45. If I left right now, yeah. I'd get there tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Are you disappointed in yourself?
I'm disappointed in myself, and I actually almost went to Vancouver the other night. Mm-hmm. They just played in a couple shows in Canada.
Yeah.
Calgary.
Yeah.
Vancouver. But I'm going to U2 in Las Vegas instead.
When are you doing that?
Next week.
Next week, yeah. You say. Did you buy those tickets?
I did buy those tickets.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Well, I got us 4 tickets, but whatever.
To U2?
Yeah, you're.
That's a whole
going.
Other.
You're already going, so I guess it doesn't matter.
Jesus Christ!
I got us.
No one tells me anything.
I got us really nice tickets for that, but I guess. You know, you we're not friends anymore. I don't know.
Wait, tickets for what? I missed that. Sorry, I was working on some stuff.
Big fucking...
The Sphere.
The Sphere. Wait, you called me about this. What's happening?
Oh, I got us tickets. But
you won't go to Eddie Trunk's 40th, right?
No.
Yeah.
I love Eddie Trunk.
You just said
yeah.
no.
Yeah, so. You said no.
Okay. I said no.
So the plan was we would do that, but then also go to
the Sphere.
This is brand new news to me. This is breaking news. Breaking news.
But when we said,
do you want to go to Eddie Trunk's 50th, 60th? How old is Eddie Trunk? 60th birthday party or whatever?
It's 40th anniversary of being on air.
Okay, his 40th anniversary party.
It's a celebration of metal, rock, and heroes.
A guy who promoted our show.
No. I love Eddie Trunk. I just can't wrap my brain. I do love Eddie Trunk. I actually appear on Eddie Trunk's show every now and then as Brando from Rocktales.
He texts me. He goes, hey, listen, man, I just wanted to give you this invitation. Please, please. He singled you out.
I'm honored. That information was not given to me.
No, but it did. But what we told you was we're all going to go to Eddie's, and you're like, I'm out.
Yeah, because there's a lot going on in the world. You got to, like, adults plan things.
This is planned in, it's December.
Okay, well, U2 was not mentioned in that.
See, the part
in that.
Doesn't matter.
It does matter.
U2 brings
into
the table.
It does matter. If you said to me, it's a U2 plus Eddie Trunk weekend, 100%.
It should have just been, an Eddie Trunk 2 days, and you should have said, yeah.
Basically, it's a Chickenfoot reunion. I mean, what about Chickenfoot?
By the way, we're staying at the Four Seasons.
You know what? You declined. Hey, Brando's not going. Captain Cocktail, do you like U2? Do you like the Four Seasons? Do you like Eddie Trunk?
Absolutely. Brando, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm going.
Wow.
I'll have a great applause.
Oh, wow. Hold on.
What was that? What was that, Gotti?
I'm going.
Oh, so it's almost like the whole crew is going.
Okay, information needs to be shared. I don't find anything out until I come and sit in this chair week in and week out. We used to communicate.
Do you believe his pretend surprise when we texted him, do you want to go to Eddie's
40th
of celebrating him as a radio personality and championing
he just metal. Richard just sent me a text. I'm like, I don't think I can do it. Or no, I got other stuff going on because I have to weigh things.
Okay,
I have to weigh the fact that I was going to see you two at the Sphere.
Okay,
the way the fact that I'm going to a bat mitzvah in Queens in a few weeks.
All I'm hearing is it's about you two. It's not about friends.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not about anything else. It's basically,
bingo. So ding, 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 ding.
They never share this with me. They don't share this with me.
All right, let me ask you. Thank you for yes. That's true. And
I clearly need to raise that microphone because he won't speak into it.
He's very tall. Like this. I'll be like, hello. He doesn't want to be a hunchback when he's talking into it. Captain Cocktail's very handsome.
I'll raise it.
So Brando.
Yes.
My friend Eddie Trunk. We're so close. We're so, so tight.
For many years.
Okay. And when he specifically says,
is Brando coming?
And
you have to say.
He was emotional about it. Okay. He was like, when I was in the recording session of Great White's blah, blah, blah. And then I start falling asleep.
When I saw Richie Kotzen on it.
And then I perk up when he mentions Brando. I'm like, what? Uh-huh. Yeah. In my mind, I'm like, oh, Brando's my ride or die. Of course he's going.
Did he say that my top five Rainbow songs were an awesome call on the Eddie Trunk show?
Of course he did.
Okay, great.
He can't do his show anymore without you.
That's right. My call. My phone call.
He waits for it.
Yeah.
It's the new goalpost.
That's right.
Because when you don't call, even if he doesn't pick up your call, of course you call all the time.
I call the VIP line.
Yeah. But when...
Joel puts me right
but
on.
But now when you know this, right?
Yeah.
That you're letting him down.
I am. I feel horrible. I'm a garbage person. Yeah. It's all coming home to roost.
Yeah.
The bill is coming due.
Well, I
fucked up.
I'll just say this.
Are we going to KISS November 3rd, Hollywood Bowl?
Wait.
Tons of tickets left.
Wait, you didn't reply. I mean... We're going, right? Eddie's coming into town, right?
Yeah, and we're going with Eddie.
Yeah.
But he said he couldn't go.
He couldn't go because he's like, if Eddie...
No.
Right?
No.
Of course we're going to KISS. Of course we are. Do you know why? Because KISS is our favorite band. My favorite band. Of course we're going. Am I looking in the right camera, Gotti? I have no idea. There's so many fucking cameras in the ceilings. Okay, good. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to play our favorite power bottoms. Power ballads. And
you knew it was coming. You knew that joke was just in the fucking wheelhouse. And ready to go.
And I see some glasses on the bar. And so maybe Captain Cocktail will grace us with a delicious adult beverage. We'll take a quick break. Again, call us 855-601-ROCK, 855-601-7625. All right, back in a moment. Cheers.
Cinderella. Take it down. More than one.
you hire? Winger. Firehouse.
Take me to the magic of the moment. Oh, there's no one home in my house.
No one knows more about passion than the legendary artists of Monster Ballads. Track collection is not sold in stores. Rush delivery available. Every bad boy has a soft side. Get Monster Ballads. To order, call the number on your screen or visit our website. Two CDs, $26.99. Two cassettes, $21.99. Do it now.
And so is his mouth. This is Rock Tales with Ahmet Zappa.
Oh my God. That was
Every bad boy has his soft side.
Every bad boy. Every single bad boy. But you know, as I was listening to that commercial, so good. But then it got to REO Speedwagon, and I was like, wait, why is this? I mean, I get that that's a ballad, right?
Well, that's what I was saying. Ballads,
yeah.
Power ballads.
I mean, is this really what we're going to do? We're going to try to really articulate the difference between a ballad and a power ballad? I'm game.
I just think power ballads, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have to have big drums with reverb. A lot of reverb.
I feel like you have to, like, be inspired to light a big fucking lighter and look at your significant someone and be like, I love you more than I've ever loved you before right now. Thank you, cocaine, and thank you, REO Speedwagon.
She'll come back to me one day.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
That guy, when that song comes on, weeps softly into his own hands because his girlfriend just left him to bone the lead singer.
I think if you've been at the record plants for like 2 weeks straight, just doing cocaine, doing lewds.
We've said cocaine so many times.
Just
you gotta do shit.
Up for the last.
You know,
like,
the rules. You fucking know
10
the rules.
Days.
Hello. Okay.
And okay. Your manager comes in and says, "There's no hit. I'm not hearing anything on this record."
That's true.
And then your stripper girlfriend who danced at the seventh fails has just left you.
Wait. What's her name? What's the stripper girlfriend's name?
Candy. This is it. We're talking about
Candy
87.
Cane, Candy Lane.
Yeah, Candy Lane.
This is hypothetical.
I
like it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. Ian knows what I'm talking. Ian knows late 80s Los Angeles.
Ian, do you like power ballads?
I like it.
Yeah. I thought so.
Edie,
it's incredible.
Is Edie a power ballad?
Yeah, is
Edie a power ballad?
Bloody hard work.
Oh, it's a great song. I know it was hard to write it, but
would you categorize it as a ballad, Ian Asbury from
like
Nicole?
Trains.
Yeah, it's trains. Well, but I'm saying, you know, do you think it has to be a metal thing? Because I didn't stick to just metal.
Yeah, Ian, is it a metal thing?
No, I was just saying elements of a power ballad are big drums.
Yes.
Okay.
Guitar solo. Has to be guitar solo.
Produced by Bo Hill.
It has to be.
It has
to be about love.
That'd be epic.
Has to be about love, right?
Yes, or your lady leaving
you. I was looking at power ballad lists online, and they had like "In the Air Tonight" by Phil Collins. That's not a fucking power ballad.
No, that's someone drowning.
That's a ballad, though.
No,
is it?
Well,
a ballad is a story song, but like
that's not "In the Air Tonight."
Right, I know. I'm just realizing that.
That's against all odds. That's a power ballad.
That's a power ballad.
That is not a power ballad.
Against All Odds?
Captain Cocktails, Against All Odds, is a power ballad.
Okay, this is...
It's got
is
the
there
drums.
A gong?
well, that's good. That's a good question.
Very excellent.
Is there a gong?
Okay,
there's
so,
a gong.
Excellent point.
So I'm
there
curious.
Should be a gong right now.
Normally you make cocktails, but this feels very romantic. I've
changed things up for tonight.
Okay, well, again, you know what our topic is. We're talking about power ballads. We're talking about ballads. We've put together a list of our favorites. Maybe we can tantalize you with some. But
absolutely, this, let's do this.
This
is to warm you up for the power
for the power.
Let me try that. Hello.
Okay.
Because I think we all need a nice Chianti.
Mm. Oh, this Cheap Trick right now?
And
you feeling this?
Some chocolate, but I got some special chocolate. I just want you to kind of look at the chocolate.
Is it infused? Is it like Brando chocolate?
It is infused. But you have to see what it's infused with.
Because Brando's looking at
this. Is it infused with THC?
No.
Okay. Mushrooms?
Even better.
Okay, well, this is... Can you see this? This is delightful. It's infused with sparkling... white wine infused chocolate with dried raspberries. This sounds delicious.
That is so up his wheelhouse.
Right. You know, Tricky Dicky is someone, when he's like working in the studio, he'll like break himself off a hanker full of hunk of cheese. Yep. He'll break off a dark chocolate.
That's right.
And maybe sip of the wine.
That's right.
So this is, I think you're on point for Tricky Dicky, but I don't know.
You have to open it.
This is very romantic.
Will you do the honors? I'll do a little bit more chocolate. So what is this that we have here?
This is just a very nice Chianti because I was just thinking you need something warm.
Does it pair well with all the tequila?
I think absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, if you say so.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to you tomorrow morning. But
this is not mushroom chocolate?
No, it's...
You're disappointed.
It's infused with a white wine spritzer, basically.
Do you ever do like booze pairings with psychedelic edibles or anything like that?
We can try that next week.
A friend of mine's housekeeper came in and had a little bit of chocolate that was in the...
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Really?
Oh, yeah. No.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
no. She really fucking cleaned the house.
And she came home and the housekeeper was like...
Ate the whole bar.
Brando.
I like this talking like, to the wicker bamboo whole thing.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know,
it's romantic.
Do we need to hold hands?
Oh, man, that would be so nice.
No.
This is a hard piece of chocolate to open up.
You can't figure
it out. It's Brando proof.
You know how to complain, but you can't open that fucking chocolate.
It's Brando proof.
All right.
Cheers. Oh,
guys. Cheers.
Power balance.
So beautiful.
I will say this.
Wait, you're not drinking the Chianti?
He doesn't drink red wine.
I want to ask the people who are in the chat room, you know, if you have a power ballad that you think is special. Jay is saying that Magic Power by Triumph. Mm. He's in the chat right now. One. He's saying that's a damn good one. That did not make my list, but I love that fucking song.
You know what?
I agree with you, Jay. It's a good power ballad.
Going from the tequila to this, I think I do need a palate cleanser.
Yeah, I think everyone needs a little bit of chocolate. Bit of this. Can you pass that around?
Oh, yeah.
Ritual chocolate.
I mean, look at that. Look at that.
Baby!
I don't want to take this now because I want to be peeking in an hour and a half.
Okay,
so
that's
It's not.
Do you know who made some great ballads looking at the name of this company? Ritual. Dan Reed Network. That song, Ritual.
Oh.
Baby! You are my ritual. Can you find that on the interwebs? So,
What is that? I know, right? It's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's a really good. I mean, the white wine spritzer with the raspberry.
Oh my!
I mean,
God.
Shut the front door.
I feel like it's Valentine's Day right now. We're having some wine, mushroom chocolate,
this is a power ballad balance in my mouth. You know what I mean?
That's it.
Mm.
Speaking of wine and chocolate, it's a song that I did not put on my power ballad list, and it's just come into my brain.
Is it called
so
Wine
mad.
And Chocolate?
I just want to stop and tell you what I feel about you, babe. I just want to stop.
There's no gong in that.
For your love. Gino Vannelli.
Yeah.
The king of the ballads. Well, I don't know if it's a power ballad.
Is it a power ballad?
I think Gino Vannelli is. Come on. It's almost yacht rocky.
Yeah, that's not a power ballad.
Just play it a little bit more for Amit Zed.
No, dude.
He's not. He wants to be Luther Vandross, who's like all of his music is just one long power ballad, right? It's a one big panty dropping power ballad. Thank you, Luther. Hey, Luther, I know you're up there partying with my dad right now.
Yeah.
My dad never wrote a power ballad.
Wait, this is Gino Vannelli.
This is Gino Vannelli.
I know.
He's saying that Gino Vannelli wanted to be Luther Vandross.
Oh, sorry. I missed that.
Are you listening to the show or are you participating in the show?
There's a lot going on.
Okay.
Frank never wrote a power ballad? About
I mean,
about what?
Not love.
I mean, is Dynamo Hum a power ballad? His version of a power ballad, right?
He never tried.
I don't think so.
Nowhere in the vault is just like kind of like a stab at a power ballad or something.
Yeah. Oh,
and you ain't been to it. No, no, nope. No. Tina Turner on fucking backgrounds.
Is she?
Yeah. That's Tina and I Guess.
I knew that.
It's really bad.
That's fantastic.
It's gross hearing me chew chocolate in the microphone, right?
Yeah. Mm.
But with the Chianti now. Come on.
Where'd you did you pick the Chianti?
Combo. I did. I went over to
wow, this is really good.
Is it cheers? Good? Yeah, cheers.
Yeah.
Eyes. Stare into my soul.
Did you get this at the fancy wine store in this particular neighborhood?
Talk to Jesse up there.
Were you allowed to say who it is?
He just did.
Well, I didn't say the store.
Larchmont Wine and Cheese.
Larchmont Wine and Cheese.
Of course, we give our
love to locals. Yeah. Amazing.
Larchmont Wine and Cheese.
Here's what I'll say about this choice tonight.
Right.
Okay. We didn't talk about this. I was at Madeo. Right. Wow, this is where I proposed to my wife. I had dinner the other day with.
I feel tension.
I mean,
does this go back to you too? This goes back to you too, obviously.
So I spent time. Right. I've never met this guy. This is embarrassing. I can't even remember his name. Okay. I'm so terrible with names. But I swear to you, it was like this. This dude is now my like. I feel like I really, really know this guy. His dad was a musician. I had no idea. We're hanging out. We're talking about being comic book nerds, toy collectors, all of that. Okay. Who's the most famous jazz performer that you know?
John Coltrane, Miles Davis.
Miles fucking Davis.
Miles Davis.
We're like maybe a year apart. I'm looking at this dude.
Oh,
Aaron Davis?
I'm so terrible with names. Honestly. I couldn't fucking
tell. Was it his son?
Yeah.
It's Aaron.
He's the nicest fucking guy.
Oh, wow. At Madeo's.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're hanging out and he ate this weird fucking like with roe pasta thing he's like, you know, try it. I was like, I'm not going to try that. Yeah. I said, no, try it. It was like a Lady and the Tramp, him and I.
Right. You just said it was like a meet pasta. Cute. The two of you bonding over pasta.
Is Gwen being the loudest person on the phone of all times upstairs?
Yeah, we can hear her upstairs.
Yeah, I can hear her.
Yeah. Why is she shouting on the phone? Who is she talking to? It's like some caller that's
She's
calling.
Probably talking to Roz in New York.
Probably Roz. Yeah,
Roz wanted Heart Alone, I think.
Oh, yeah. I want Heart Alone. Anyways, it was an amazing night of music. I don't know where like I'm on.
You were saying Madeo's wine. You were with Aaron Davis.
Oh, this was the point. Oh, okay.
Got it. Yes.
So I am forever, and you are so knowledgeable about
absolutely
wines. Chianti specifically, right? I want a very very strawberry Chianti, and I can't ever find it, and no one ever wants to when you go out for a meal. No one's picking Chiantis anymore.
No.
Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that?
Well, I mean, it's all Malbecs to me.
Yeah. Hello. Well, that's because you're stupid.
Red blends.
Yeah.
I will pick a case. I'll bring it to you. It's on me.
You promise?
Absolutely. On me.
I would appreciate that. Thank you so much. I know you have places to be. Thank you. Track.
Now this is a power ballad.
Is it the number one ballad of all time?
No. Can I leave with one?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what's your favorite power ballad?
Can I say favorite or most appropriate?
Just favorite.
There's only one. Meatloaf.
Oh, two out of three ain't bad?
The worst in the world.
No.
It's the worst. It's the worst. I hate it.
Do you hear Naughty Gotti in the background? He's like that awkward.
But I just want to say, I don't like the song, but when I think of power ballads, that's what I think.
Wait, I would do anything.
Yeah.
That one?
It's horrible. Horrible. But I would say the one.
This isn't that. He
is not two out of three ain't bad.
But I'm going to say the most appropriate. That I think is, and when I think of power ballads, okay, I can do that. November Rain.
Yeah,
No, that's right. Solid.
That's always on the list. I did not put that. Did you have November Rain on your list?
I almost did because, first of all, here's why it's a great song because of the video. Stephanie Seymour.
Absolutely.
Like fucking going.
Josh Richman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, there's a lot of really.
They'll be playing this tonight in the desert after Iron Maiden. If we leave now, maybe we can get there in time to see November Rain.
Who's going
to
be singing it, though?
Wait, who's going to be singing? Are you? What, did Axl quit tonight?
No. I'm just saying, like, but who's, because it's like a thing when he's trying to, like, it's like a pressure builds up
I understand what you're like saying. I think he'll bring the rock tonight. I really do.
He does.
Yeah, I think he'll bring the rock. I think it'll be a great show. You know, Guns N' Roses is a great show.
I've noticed because I've seen GNR play a few times.
Yes.
And I love them.
You just saw them in Nashville. Them.
Yes. But the beginning of the show, strong. Then there's like this thing where it's like giving him the break to then come back and close.
Yes.
With the claws of rock closing.
Yes.
You know? But it's tough. That's like so high, that register.
Thank this you. Is incredible.
You're incredible.
No.
You're incredible.
When I look in your eyes.
You're my power bottom.
Hello.
You're my power ballad. All right, it's Rock Tales. We'll be back. Can we play our favorite power ballads? I picked
when we get back.
We're doing our
back.
Countdown.
Okay, yeah, we'll do our countdown. All right. If you feel like joining us, on the calls, we'll get to get so many people in the queue. Fuck. All right, we'll be right back after this commercial break. I'm toasty.
Video game, Journey Escape. The concert's over. Now you must help each member of Journey Escape through mobs of love crazed groupies, shifty-eyed promoters.
I can get you the forest.
No photographers. Find your roadies and manager.
You've got 10 minutes.
And run for the escape vehicle and live to rock another day. Journey Escape for the Atari 2600 from Data Age.
Conversation from some very uninhibited people. This is Rock Tales with Amit Zappa.
I don't want to make more disgusting noises into this microphone, but I had some more of that Dan Reed Network ritual chocolate, and this Chianti is so nice.
It's really good.
Captain Cocktail, well done.
You know, I usually need a cheese plate with wine, but that's pretty fucking good.
Oh, we know.
Sometimes we try to just only pick airlines that still have cheese boards just because we know that you won't get on the plane unless they serve you a fucking cheese board. Do you think they have cheese boards in the desert tonight?
Oh, a power trip for $135.
You should get one.
Get a charcuterie plate.
That's a bargain.
That is a bargain. Right, $250 bucks.
It is Rock Tales. We are talking all things power ballads and ballads. I don't think we got to the definitive conclusion of the difference between a ballad or a power ballad. But I'm excited to play for you, Brando, for you, Tricky Dicky, and for all of our listeners and viewers, our favorite power ballads.
Are we doing top five, top three?
I mean, you're in control. I sent you
you're
a
in
bunch.
Control.
Yeah.
Let's do five.
Minutes over. Let's do five.
Power through the five.
Oh, I love what you did there. You said power.
You want to start, Richard, or do you want me to start?
Go.
Or you want to play? Hit play. Number five.
What was that?
I'm hoping he's listening tonight.
Oh, yeah. Sebastian, look what he fucking did. You know what? We'll see you with Eddie Trunk. Because I know you'll be there in Vegas, buddy.
He will be there, won't he?
Yeah. Brando won't be, Brando but won't be we there. Will be there celebrating your good friend, Eddie Trunk.
I'll be there.
And Gotti will be there. I think Gwen's going. Steve, you're taking Brando's ticket, right? I don't know if Steve has partied with Sebastian. That's a good time.
Have you partied with Sebastian before?
The Bachmeister?
The Bachmeister, they must be close. This fucking track. Oh, my goodness.
Put them surprised. Into the stratosphere. Just put them into the stratosphere.
I was surprised you didn't choose that.
Well, there's a lot to pick from.
There's a lot to pick from.
There is a lot. I thought this would be easy, and it was not.
For you?
No, like 20 tracks.
By the way, you were really stressed about this, more so than ever. You're like, please, 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 can you send in the tracks? And maybe, hold on a second. There you go. Can you please send in the tracks? And I did. Yeah. And, you know, we had to make sure, because it's not great when we overlap, right?
No.
But we didn't.
We didn't, which is amazing. So we got 15 songs that are probably amazing. I don't know what your list is. What's your number five?
Fraley's Comet. It's over now. There's something wrong, but you're holding
back your tears. Wow.
Well, that is a thoughtful pick.
This is fucking awesome.
Is this from the first Fraley's Comet record?
Second one. It's not really Ace Frehley. He wasn't on it. No. It's Todd Howard.
I know. It doesn't matter.
It's so good. Was this produced by Bo Hill? Is this Kip Winger singing?
It sounds like Bo Hill.
It does.
It's really fantastic. But wait, I'm cross-pollinating. Wasn't Winger and Reb Beach in Ace Frehley's band late? No.
That was.
Or they were in Alice Cooper's
band. I don't want to insult.
Yes.
But like, that was a terrible prick, right? I mean, don't. There was
only you. Okay, this is your number five. We were
young. This is legit, bro.
Yeah. Legit.
Now nothing can take you away. Shayna.
This is your number five, right?
My wife, my love. turn this up. The chance over now. I want you to know that when I hear this song, just makes me think of so many things. You feel that? And by the way, my teenage self,
oh god,
is thinking, I'm uncomfortable with his skin.
Pockmarked?
Because I'm like, I'm like, I love the song, okay. But I'm uncomfortable. Yeah,
all right, let's move on.
And by the way, because
I thought he was going to say,
no, hold on.
How am I going to get to Justine Bateman? That's what I thought.
No. She was hanging out with Moon, and that would have been weird. I was more like, yeah, Shannon Doherty's really liking that fucking salt, pepitia at Alfie's Soda Pop Club. She's like, bump, 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 bump. She was a great dancer.
Brandon's number four.
Oh, my God. Wait, hold on a second, Shayna. Sorry.
Wait,
I'm sorry.
You're hijacking this.
That's okay. Sorry I didn't pick the song for you. I let you down, baby. Brando is a thruple in this song. That's so fucking good. All right, give me the high notes. You ready? Go for it. It's just as good. It's so good.
You're just as good.
Just as good as Klaus.
I did background vocals from the last tour. People don't know that. I was in the wings.
Audibly?
Yeah.
Swap them out. It's the same. It's a miracle. And this isn't AI. I mean, we could use AI on the show, but we don't. It's the same. It's a miracle.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
What's your fourth?
I had to pick a Scott Weiland song. Oh. Bullet Revolver.
What? Oh.
Fall to Pieces.
Oh.
I think it's a power ballad. Yeah. A power ballad.
I love that bit.
A power ballad.
Yeah, that's a power ballad.
You know what? We're going to just argue about it instead. Let's go to Sean on the phones, because Sean, new caller into the show. That's a kind of a bullshit pick. I get why you pick it, because you're very loyal to your
former client
and your friends and all that. But Sean, can you hear us? Sean, if you don't mind turning down the live stream, because we can hear that in the background.
I'm so sorry. I'm an idiot.
No problem.
We got you.
Sean, did you hear this ridiculous pick? It's a great song, but it's not a fucking ballad, and it's not a power ballad. That Tricky Dicky just picked from
Velvet Revolver.
Yeah. Did you hear that?
Velvet Revolver. I mean, yeah, that's, I don't know. Tricky Dicky's list is like the man himself.
The best. It's a
little. Did you just mute him? Did you just cut him off?
I think you cut him off.
Exactly.
I'm here. I want to know how come nobody.
Yeah.
I want to know. I Love You by Kiss off of Creatures of the Night. Holy shit.
Oh.
Talk about a power ballad.
Oh, he's right, actually.
What's that?
Did you hear his...
And even go to the unplugged version, and it still blows your mind. I mean, that goes back to, I'm gone. They cut me off.
No, we can hear you. You're talking.
What's your track? What track were you saying again?
I Still Love You.
I still love you.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but that was one of my picks.
That was one of your picks? I can see that.
Oh, so
I can see that.
Now redemption for you? I mean,
well, it's just one of my picks. That's all I'm saying.
That's a great pick, Sean.
By the way, he's lying. He's just playing
it's
into
on
this.
There. Look.
Because he controls everything. He's just like, oh, I picked that.
Look at that.
Oh, no, I picked that. Look at this. I used the internet. I picked it.
It's in the list.
Uh-huh.
There it is right there.
Yeah, sure. Okay, Tricky Dicky. Sean, this is your first time calling into the show. Is that correct?
It is. It absolutely is.
And
I will also be joining in the festivities at Eddie Trunk. And it's a real shame that Brando, doesn't think highly of Mr. Trunk.
Oh. He doesn't.
Oh, God. Eddie, if you're listening, I love you. You know I love you.
I call all the time.
Really?
You think
don't listen to Sean. Don't listen to Amit. Don't listen to Richard. Next time you're in LA, we'll go to the Rainbow. Just you and me.
Oh, really?
He's not going.
Really? You think that's going to happen after this? Really?
I'll go.
I just want you guys to know something. We've created our own drinking game to your show, and every time Brando laughs, we take a drink.
That's a lot of drinks.
Wait, hold on. Okay, ready? Are you ready to play? I'll play this game with you. So every time Brando laughs, okay, we will take a drink. Okay, are you ready, Sean?
He has to throw his head back because it's got to be a real laugh, not a fake laugh.
Wow, I appreciate it. I have to throw my head back as I'm laughing. So then
you've got this natural reaction, Brando. I don't even think you realize you do it. You're so into the laugh that it's a full body laugh. It's great.
So my wife
actually came up with this.
To your wife and to you, I thank you from the bottom of my heart, honestly. Mm-hmm. The only other person to pick up on that is Sebastian Bach, who did tell you that my laugh makes him feel good.
I talked to my friend
Sean, Sean's wife.
Okay, well, let's fucking do it.
Wow. I'll do a wine shot. Sean, you're the best.
Hey, you guys are the best. We're having a little Don Julio Primavera this evening.
How come Sean is not here with an orange twist? Okay. What is your wife's name?
Her name is Rebecca.
We call
her Beck or Mama Beck, and some people call me Papa Sut. But that's another story.
Okay. Well, you know what? Maybe next time, if you ever call back in the show, we will learn the story of Papa Sut, King Tut,
Mama Beck,
King Tut, Mama Beck. Younger brother. Mama Beck.
Cheers, Sean.
Cheers to the both of you. Thank you for calling in. Maybe we'll see you without Brando in Vegas. You know, in fact, come with us to U2, and we'll have a nice steak dinner, and it's going to be a great time. So thanks for calling in, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Really nice guy. All of our listeners.
That's awesome. That's one of the best calls we've ever gotten. See, if we would have had like 1,000 Seans, we would still be on Sirius Radio.
Do you feel like that was the best call because it was because he gave you a compliment?
You know, maybe props. I appreciate that.
Okay.
I do appreciate that. But we just needed 1,000 more Seans. Oh, yeah. This is your number 4?
No. No.
And I won't. And I leave.
That's not my number 4. My number 4.
That's what you get.
Oh, Love Bites, bro. Ding dong. This is not a, this is not a ballad.
Okay, well, let's say it's Animal then.
I don't want to say it's Animal because it's Love Bites.
It's Love
you
Bites.
You put that shit on and you fucking, like, you pop a fucking, you know, Viagra, right? You know what I'm saying? You'll bone a cheetah to this song. Yeah.
This is dangerous. Yeah. This version of Ahmet driving down Ventura Boulevard. Oh, yeah. This is just dangerous.
Breaker Breaker 1-9. We got some hot guy on my 7. Cranking up some Def Leppard. I'm about, 16? 15? 15? Pour Some Sugar on Me is also on this record. Who wants to show me some sugar? You know what I'm saying?
No bro, question.
Bro.
No question. No question.
Me at the Mulholland Tennis Club?
No.
With a boombox and my cassette of this record on repeat?
Who was the hottest girl that summer when that song was big at the Mulholland Tennis Club by the pool? Who was the hot lady?
I mean, I'll tell you who it was. It was Stacey Keenan from the TV show My Two Dads.
Oh, okay. Lord.
It really was. And by the way, we know Sean's fucking drinking up a. He's like doing shot after shot right now. Shot.
That was mushroom chocolate. That was mushroom chocolate. Oh my God.
Captain Cocktail's leaving us in the distance. Oh my God. Bye, Captain Cocktail.
What's my number 3? Oh yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. I'm saying this is
might
a power
be the
ballad.
First power ballad.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean officially in the world of rock?
Is it? This is a real question.
Yes.
Is this Aria Speed Demon, or is it the Hooters? I get the okay. Two of them confused. Is this the Hooters? It's not the Hooters.
I also want to say
I'm being serious. Can someone give me a real answer?
Come on.
Does he play a fucking, like, what is that weird kazoo? Play any Hooters track and play Aria Speed.
It's not the same band. It's not the same.
Go ahead. Play a Hooters track. It's the same band.
Not. Play your number 3, Richard.
I Believe in You by Y&T.
Oh, that's cool. This is really, the robot comes out. And he's like the Terminator love machine, right?
Just remember, baby.
Oh my God.
You remember, baby. Ow. When you hear me say, I'm telling you.
Y&T made Rock Hills.
Believe in you, baby.
What is happening?
Yo.
Hey,
Gwen, if you're listening, we need to know Sisters of Mercy's best power ballad. You can put it in the chat.
Yeah. By the way, I mean, how do we actually, we got to get a talk button with Gwen because
yeah, we can.
Someone must have gotten her real kind of like pumped up on the phones. Because
there
was,
she is.
Yeah, she's talking. Yeah. She's talking to somebody, but she's not putting it in the queue.
Yeah. What's his number 3?
She's probably just rolling her own calls.
In Excess is his number 3.
You're welcome.
Is this a power ballad?
Is this a power ballad?
We could live.
This is a fucking... This is the most powerful ballad.
If I hurt you...
Did you ever meet Michael Hutchins?
Would I ever what now?
Did you ever meet Michael Hutchins?
Oh, yeah.
You did? I think you, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think we talked about this. This was like, there's There's Adamant, which is like a real, real powerful male lead singer for me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then who shoved him in the foot, like shanked him in the neck. You know, he's like, Michael Hutchinson. Is it Hutchinson or Hutchinson?
Hutchinson.
Hutchinson. I always get that fucked up. Anyways, Michael. My bro, Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah, he came to the house one time for a barbecue with the whole band.
Did he really?
And I was like,
holy shit.
I'm like, this is like one of my favorite bands of all time. And this is before Kick came out.
Oh, my God. Did Moon make that happen? How did they get to the backyard?
I was too young to remember those details.
Okay.
But that's pretty fucking amazing. I remember the whole setup, and it was kind of odd to have the whole band there. And then we all wound up traveling to Australia to hang out with them. That happened too.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And I this is one of the bands I've seen Rat a ton of times, as we've discussed in the show. And I did not pick a Rat power ballad.
Not a lot of choices.
Yeah, not a lot of choices.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
But INXS, this song.
Yeah.
That summer. I mean, you had father figure George Michael.
Oh.
You know? I mean, is that a ballad?
I didn't pick that.
It's not a power ballad. That's a ballad.
I think you could say it's a power ballad.
No. Brando.
This is my number two.
Brando, number two.
This is being played like right now, right?
Yeah. My number two. This is Albuquerque. Rock 108, KFMG, Albuquerque. Hey, don't forget the big Def Leppard show is going to be Tingley Coliseum this weekend.
Hit the post. Come on.
I can't hit the post. Fuck it. Hey, I'll be at Sound Warehouse on Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4. Stop by.
He did not hit the post.
Oh, my God. This track. I could do that. We could do that. That's it for another show. We'll do that. Can I hit the post?
When people do not give proper credit to Kiss, it makes me furious.
Right.
And certainly Def Leppard. They have so many fucking great songs.
Let's talk about Kiss. I Still Love You from Creatures of the Night.
Oh, so.
This is not just you trying to appease Sean.
No.
You legitimately have
number two.
I, given the esoteric nature of his list, I buy it.
Yeah,
I do buy it.
I'm with you. Can I tell you something? This is not a joke. So we had to rewire a bunch of stuff here in the studio. And it was so weird for Gotti and I, because his natural choice when he's working and wiring shit is he takes his fucking shirt off.
Ooh.
Okay, because he's working up a sweat, and this shit was playing. No joke. When he's like wiring everything so it's all hidden around here, this is what he's cranking, nipples out. Yeah. I can't forget it.
Creatures of the Night.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good choice.
Nipples.
What's
out.
Amit's number two? I cannot wait.
Yeah.
Well, we're rounding the corner.
Yeah. This hit me good. Kicks. Yeah.
Are they retiring? Did I read that correctly? Maybe I heard that on my friend Eddie Trunk's show.
Oh, did you?
That Kix is officially retiring? Is that right?
Why would I know that?
I don't know if we did.
Why?
News.
That's a sad day for rock and roll.
I think they're officially retiring.
Kix?
Kix.
All right.
I'm talking to you, Kix. I can't remember any of your names. Eddie could. I can't.
Eddie definitely.
But I'm telling you, Kix, you didn't have a robot. You didn't have a zombie mascot.
You guys are from Maryland.
You talked about electricity, though. You had a lot of like things that the villain Electro would use in a Marvel comic on your records.
These are our number ones.
But your,
this is it.
These are our number ones.
But your music.
Okay, go ahead.
But your music is fucking power. You are not AC/DC, and people tried to always pigeonhole you as like an American AC/DC or some shit. And I never subscribed to that. But I will tell you, this particular track, boy, did I fucking lay it down.
To this particular track.
Even though I think when you're saying don't close your eyes, you're like talking about like a heroin overdose or something.
Phoebe Cates ever come over to the house?
In my heart and in my mind every night. I mean, after Fast Times? Yeah. Yeah.
Gwen's an actor. Yes.
Gwen says you that's just... Go ahead.
You know who did come over all the time was Judge Reinhold. So we got like the consolation prize. But anywho. Are we at our number ones?
Number one.
And we'll wrap it up.
Number this is ones. It.
Wow, this is okay. It. Here's my number one.
Oh. You know, you're a softie. You're a softie. Okay. I like to say... These particular tracks, this one in particular, there's probably so many memories that are associated with this particular track, from weddings to weird like hookups in the back seat to
babies were conceived with this song.
And what I'm getting at is you were probably just holding your dad's hand.
Tom Smith and Cheryl Wheel were divorced by this point. He was not in the house.
So in your mommy's hand? Is that what you're saying?
Nope. She was at work, working her butt off.
So
I was alone.
Your nanny's hand?
Nope. I was a latchkey kid. We raised ourselves.
Okay. So
it was just me and MTV and the live version from Houston, Texas in 1980 odd.
So the
escape tour.
Please take my,
this song.
Please take my
apology.
I'll
hold your hand right
please,
now.
Please take my apology because I.
Yeah.
Tricky.
I fell in love
with that. My first concert. Shelley.
Yeah. And
Journey
and
Escape.
The Escape Tour?
Yep.
What a
and,
fucking tour.
Did you ever, do you have a story that goes with this? You ever,
nope.
Ever hook up with a kangaroo or.
Yeah.
A human hybrid, marsupial hybrid?
My number one is also Journey.
Oh, really?
Oh. Thought Faithfully was better than Open Arms.
I'm not gonna fight you on that.
Yeah.
That's a whole song versus songs kind of a show.
They say the road ain't no place to raise a family.
Should we do that? Actually, like the same band, song versus song.
Yes.
Ooh. And actually figure out which is the better track.
Yes. We stumbled into something. I think it would be a lot of fun. Yes.
You know, next week, by the way, we might have a special guest, someone new.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
I don't know who it is, but yeah.
It might be a very kind of insightful special. All I'll say is Halloween and knives. That's all I'm going to say.
What?
Halloween and knives. Knives. I know it looks like I'm double fisting Wang, but it's not. It's knives. It's knives. That's all I'm going to say. Like Michael
That's
Myers.
Romantic.
I know this feels like I'm a serial killer, but or I'm a horse. I'm getting horses prepped. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means. This is my number one because this is a true fucking power ballad.
I bet this is Eddie's number one. You guys can talk about it at his 40th anniversary show.
Yeah.
I'll be at.
Romantic dreams.
Yeah. I mean, this changed the industry.
Hate this song. Close
when,
the book.
When Tommy walks out,
this is the worst.
Has to play that little piano.
When he walks out upside down while playing it in his fucking rad drum kit.
Fucking worst. Do you guys follow him on Instagram?
Can
you
hit these notes? Worst power ballad I've ever heard.
I can, yes.
Because you know who can't hit these notes?
Vince.
Vince. I mean, that's... Tonight, I'm on my way. This is Rock Tales. Thank you for watching us and listening to us.
drink responsibly, always remember to rock out with your cocktails out. We will see you next Friday live at 5. Have a great irresponsible weekend. Cheers, fuckfaces.